Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome back to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Tuesday to you. It's Tuesday, March the 24th. Man, another month that's like, this came and it's already gone. Well, look, I got good news for y'all. So, this podcast, as you know, the headline is Negative Test Flow. So, you guys know that I've been on a self-quarantine since, what was it, the 12th? No, it was actually the 11th. What day was it? It was the 12th, Yeah, the game was on the 11th, so I've been on self-quarantine since, the 12th. So, and, you know, there was a chance where the doctor, whatever, the doctor thought that I may have had the coronavirus because of interaction with players. You know, right now there's three people within the Sixers organization who have it, and Christian Wood from Detroit, the Detroit Pistons, tested positive for it. So it was one of those things where, I've been in self-quarantine because, as I did in the previous podcast, I told you I went to the urgent care, and the doctor there told me I need to be in self-quarantine. And, you know, I have a young child. I didn't want to be around her. I didn't want to be around a family member. I have, several people that I just didn't want to, if I had something, I didn't want to affect them. When I came back from the West Coast, I wasn't really around anyone because of that, because of the fear. And then this happened, and I just didn't want to, bring it home. I just did not want to bring it home. So I've been in self-quarantine. And yesterday, I got my result, and the result said that I don't have it. And, I know it's hard for people to get a test. It really is. It took me forever to get one. And it got to the point this time, I even really stopped trying. I was just on the phone with a doctor, and the doctor asked me, basically, said, "Did you cover the Sixers-Detroit Piston game?" And I said, "Yes." And they're like, "Oh, you have to get tested." So I got tested. At that point didn't have any symptoms or anything. But I got tested on, it was Wednesday. I got tested on Wednesday, last Wednesday. And, they said I had to wait 5 days. Well, next thing you know, yesterday morning, I got a call early, and they told me that, that everything is good. Everything is good. So, I feel great about that. I'm not going to lie. I was a little nervous. Now, the good part is, she said, "I'm going to give you some good news and some bad news." I was like, "All right, give me the good news." And then, that's when she said, I tested negative. So I said, "Well, give me the bad news. Like, there can't be any bad news, right?" And she was like, "Yeah, there's bad news. We want you to be self-quarantined for another 3 days." And I'm like, "Oh, do you know how long I've been here?" Like, one of those type things. But, I feel good. It's one of those things where, there were a couple people who I'm close to, and, I informed them about it. There were other people who, I just said, "Hey, I feel good," because I did. I didn't want to alarm people. But, I'm going to be honest with you. If I had it, I was prepared to, just let it be known, get it out there. Because there are several guys who I work with. There are several guys who I compete against, on the beat. But I consider them all good guys. And even if they weren't good guys to me, and even if I didn't speak to them, they had a right to know, but at the same time, I just didn't want anyone panicking, because again, you know, when I called initially, they were like, hey, you're not going to get tested. You don't have this. You don't have that. But then once they found out about that one particular game, a same game that these other reporters were at, and they had just as much contact, I believe, as I did, that's when they felt like it was important for me to go take the test. And, you know, I feel good. Now, again, you know, some people, it's up to them to announce what they have. But to me, you know, I felt like it would have been responsible of me to come out, and there would have probably been a video, or there probably would have been, you know, at least something on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, you know, me making plenty of phone calls, alerting people of it. Because, you know, I believe that's what you have to do. You know, I mean, that's what you have to do. But, you know, I'm just excited. I'm happy. It's time to move on. But also, like I keep saying, I said before, you know, you just got to keep washing your hands, doing what people say. You know, you got to be down with the social distancing, you know. But, you know, I'm not going to sit here and lie and say that, you know, I was having a ball in this little bit of isolation. I mean, I can't wait to, you know, leave here. You know, I just really can't. I can't wait to leave here. You know, the whole thing has just been an experience. And unfortunately, you know, I think that this is something that we're going to go through for a little bit, at least for a couple months. You know, nothing that I'm seeing is saying to me that, you know, we're basically about to beat this thing. You know, you look at it, you know, you're seeing where, you know, in Jersey, you know, they want people to stay in their homes. I was talking to a buddy of mine who lives in Phoenix, the same thing. LA, the same thing. You know, it's like that, several states. So, you know, it's one of those things where just take care of yourself. All right, now, the thing about right now, the thing about the whole Corona virus thing and with teams, you know, the things about all that, it's like, you know, right now the 76ers have asked their at-will employees to take up to 20% pay decreases from April 15th, the salary on April 15th through June the 30th. I mean, wow. You know, it's a tough thing. You know, right now you look at it and you say, like, come on, man, y'all are billionaires. You know, and you're asking guys to take pay cuts. You know, these are people who, you know, make $50,000 a year or more. They're all going to basically take them. Now, when New York Times is reporting that, they also went after the contract people, like, you know, some of the front office people. Now, they went after some of the, like, coaches, you know, coaching staff. But, you know, these people can deny it. They don't have to do it. But everyone else is like, let's face it, like, apparently, well, CEO Scott O'Neill is going to do it. Elton Brand's going to do it. Chris Hack, the president of the business operations, he's going to do it. And, you know, it's a tough thing because, let's be real, y'all. You guys know how that goes. Like, hey, if your boss says to you, hey, we want you to take a 20% pay decrease. You know, now, he might say, hey, if you don't take it, which everything's good, we love you, but at the same time, you have to consider it like, if I don't take this, am I going to be out of a job? You know, how does it go? You know, apparently these guys are going to, like, they're not going to have any layoffs, right? They're not going to basically going to affect their insurance. They're not going to affect their 401k, you know, stuff like that. But, you know, it's a tough pill to swallow. I mean, it really is. But then you say to yourself, like, hey, we see it. The owners are going to lose a lot of money, you know. They're not playing ball. It's just a lot going on right now. And then you wonder, the next thing is, what's going to happen to the players? You know, what's going to happen at home? You know, on April the 15th is when they get their next contract. Well, they get one on April the 1st, I believe it is. But then April the 15th, they're going to get paid. And some people saying they could take a 25% pay decrease off of that salary of what they're supposed to make. So, you know, there's a lot of things that are going on right now. But you kind of understand it, but it just seems crazy when you factor in these are billionaires, you know, and I know they're losing money. I mean, losing a lot of money. The league is losing a lot of money, but it's just a tough situation. It's kind of sort of the sign of the times right now. I mean, you look at it, you know, you're hearing stories about, you know, sports writers at the New Orleans paper basically taking furloughs because there's no sports going on. You know, like myself, you know, right now, you know, I'm doing a newsletter. The newsletter runs Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And at one point, that was like something that you loved doing, but it was probably the fifth thing that you did, or some days it was, honestly, some days it was like the fifth thing that I did. Some days. The fifth thing that I actually did. And because of that, you know, my backup, Mark Narducci, was trying to say, hey, man, I'll knock that out for you. All right, Mark, thank you. Well, right now, there's really nothing going on. You know, Mark has been reassigned, and he's working on the news side, and the newsletter is like, that's the main thing aside of the breaking news and enterprise stories, and I have two of them that I'm working on now. So you're like, whoa, what am I going to write? You know, what's out there? Okay, I'm going to use this for an enterprise story. So you see where, you know, people get furloughed, but it's just tough, man. It's like really, you know, it's just a hard time for a sports writer right now and for a sports fan. Like as I talked about yesterday, I'm watching the Mississippi State beat UConn in the Final Four. And this might have been the fifth time I watched it in 4 days. You know, I got to a point, it was just on. Like, I mean, it's a tough time right now, and you understand that. But, man, it's rough. And then you think about it, like, what about the people? You know, we're talking about people who make over $50,000. A lot of these people make way more. Like Elton Brand has to make way more. Scott O'Neill makes way more. Chris Heck makes way more. You know, people like that. So they're going to be fine. I mean, you know, yeah, they're losing a lot of money, but believe me, if these guys are the ones who live in paycheck to paycheck, making the salaries they make, then you really have problems. I'm telling you, you really have problems. But what about, you know, the people making 50? You know, I mean, that, you know, some people say that's a lot of money. Some people say that's money. It's enough money to make. But what if, you know, that's not really enough money when, let's say you're the only income and you have a family of four, you're struggling. You know what I'm saying? Or like, what if your wife loses money, and what if you know, have some expenses? And what about people? Look at it. The airport. I mean, the Philadelphia airport. They're laying off people. They laid off a bunch of people. What about them? I mean, the times are tough right now, y'all. Extremely tough. So, you know, it's just a tough time. I mean, we have to be fortunate. We have to hope that everyone is going to be well, that everyone does the continued social distancing, because I do get a little, not frustrated, but I just shake my head, you know, when you look at it and you see, you know, you look at it and you see what people are doing in L.A. Like, you see all these people on the beach, you know, chilling. You see people going to parties. you know, Miami, all these students went to spring break and were partying hard, living it up. And now you hear that they all have coronavirus. They tested positive. And we're saying to ourselves, like, man, the only how we're going to make this thing better is if we all practice social distancing. You know, now there are some people who are saying that's not even going to matter. I mean, come on, man. Like, at this point, we just need to practice the social distancing. We need to. We got to continue to do this because, you know, until we do that, you know, it's not going to get any better. It's not. And until we do that, there are going to be more of y'all, more people complaining about, you know what? I'm about to get laid off. I'm about to get furloughed, which basically is, you know, temporary layoff. Or my boss is going to come to me and say, hey, you know what? It's going to be a pay decrease for a couple months. You know, we got to think, man. We got to be smart. I mean, I don't want to do lectures for the next 3 months on podcasts. What I want to do is I want to talk about, yo, I'm hearing Ben Simmons is trying to come back. Or, yo, Al Horford and Joel Embiid are starting to get that thing together. Or, yo, maybe they're not getting it together. Or, yo, Ben Simmons probably isn't coming back. You know, what I'm trying to say is I just want to talk sports. I mean, I do. You know, right now the Sixers are, you know, I'm not going to say the hottest team in the NBA, but they are one of the most popular teams in the NBA. And you know, I want to see if this season, what can they do? You know, I want to see that. But, you know, until we start doing what we're told to do, we're not going to do it. I mean, like, I could have easily gone home, been around my daughter, been around the family. And next thing you know, what if I had something? And then, you know, she would have taken it to school for those couple days before school was out. And then next thing you know, it would have spread there. You know, that's what I think about. I mean, those are the things that I think about. You know? And that's the reason why I said, you know what? I haven't been around them. I got to stay away. I have to stay away. And I did. And, you know, I feel a whole lot better about it. You know, I do. You know, the thing is, it's crazy. You know, this whole thing. So I got a positive test now, and the Sixers, you know, are having to take these pay cuts. And it's funny because I'm getting text messages from people around the league talking about, yo, that's a bad look. Now, again, it does look bad. And like I said, you see how stuff is happening. It's happening everywhere. But we're talking about billionaires. So no matter how people justify or people say they understand, there's always going to be someone, especially in the league, especially who works for another team, is going to say, yo, that's a bad look. I'm glad my boss didn't do that to me. But hey, everyone's losing money. They're all losing money. I want to thank y'all for listening. Have a great day. And I'll be back tomorrow. Peace.